Hopefully, this is a topic that we care very much about. Remembering the Torah we learn, we're going to have a little bit of an emphasis on practical insights as far as things that we can do to hopefully improve our retention, the extent to which we were able to recall the Torah that we have learned. We are, Baruch Hashem, in a setting where we are learning a lot of hours a day. We are hopefully coming across an enormous amount of information. We think about what we have seen so far this year. Think about how many block Gemara we've seen. Where are we holding Matthias now?
Nundalev.
So that's 53 block already that we have that we've seen. We think about how many sugyas we've come across in our Ian. We haven't even spoken about yet the things that we've learned in Halacha or Musa or any other part of the day. All the random shiurim. There's a ton that we have come across. An enormous amount of information. And it is sometimes very easy when you're overloaded with information to walk out, oddly enough, with very little. The goal of what we're going to be talking about today is to really try and be a bit practical as far as what are the things that we can do. What are the things that Chazal and the Rishonim tell us to do in terms of being able to, again, improve our ability to recall and have access to all the information, all the wonderful Torah that we have learned. We're going to have a brief introduction, a brief hakdama as far as the Isser to forget Torah, and then that will, aside from serving a bit as a springboard for the rest of the conversation, we will come back to it a little bit later. Sorry. Mishnah Maseches Avos Gimel Ches. Mishnah tells us Mishnah Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Shochayach Davar Ech Mi Mishnah So Ma'ala Av Akosov Kilu Mischai Ben Afsho. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avos that one who forgets any of his learning, literally any of his learning, Ma'ala Av Akosov Kilu Mischai Ben Afsho, the Torah considers it as if he is Mischai Ben Afsho, which means something not that good. Why is it so bad to forget your learning? So the Mefarshim give a couple of different reasons. The Bartanura here in the Mishnah says it's because you didn't chazer it. What am I going to end up doing? If I don't remember my learning properly, I'm going to answer Shilas incorrectly. I'm going to say certain things are mutter when really they are usser. And that's going to cause a certain amount of lack of averas, I guess, because of my forgetting the Torah that I have learned, and that's certainly something which is very important. Comes up sometimes, you're learning something in Halacha Seder, and then it comes up, you know, a couple weeks later, and you just forget. You miss one of the details, and then suddenly, next thing you know, it can become problematic. That is the Mishnah Maseches Avos. There is a machlokas between. Sorry for those that were. I spoke about this. I tried very hard to really not repeat shiurim. I spoke about this on Shavuos night last year. But then it wasn't recorded, and hopefully now we can get things down. But there is a major machlokes. Is this Mishnah applicable bizman hazeh? Is there, in fact, an iser to forget Torah bizman hazeh? That is an important machlokes between Chaim Volozhiner and the Eli? Alter Rebbe of Chabad, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that as far as our Hilchos Talmud Torah, so the Ram is Hilchos Talmud Torah, other than that, we're one of the most critical source as far as the laws of Talmud Torah is the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the first Babich Rebbe, his Hilchos Talmud Torah. V'gam achshav shenichlev haTorah shebaal peh v'yochel la'ayin b'sfarim asher shachach ein zeh mo'aklum k'miyat shachach over b'lav. Says the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, if you forget your learning, even bizman hazeh, when we are allowed to write things down, where does the Gemara say you have to write things down? Nowadays? Get in. What's that? Great. So Gemara in Gidin and Daf Samach tells us that bizman hazeh is la'asher shachem. I don't know what's going to happen. We have to write it down. So, says the Alter Rebbe, the Isser to forget Torah still applies even when it became mutter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what he tells us. He is Machmir. Who is one who is Mekel? Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Talmud Muvak of the Gra, the Sefer called Kesser Rosh. That's a compilation of comments made by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's far that he himself wrote. We know Nefesh HaChaim is the most critical sefer he wrote. So he wrote, no, there's no iser bizman hazeh. You're allowed to forget your Torah nowadays. The iser only applied in those times when we had to. When it's also to write it down. But nowadays, when it's mutter to write down. Nowadays, when it's mutter to write down the Torah that we have, there is no longer an iser to forget. What's pshat? Why do things change? This is a brisker rav in Torah and Parshas V'yaschanan. Because he says the issur to forget was to ensure on a larger Mesorah level the Torah is always going to be getting passed on one door to the next door. We had to remember it. It was also to forget it because we needed to make sure the Torah was going to be a Torah that we would have that we could pass on from one generation to the next generation. Says the Brisker Rav, the Pshat and Chaim V'Lazim just follows. Once we're allowed to write it down, there's no longer a chashash that my forgetting it is going to break up that Mesorah. It's written down. We have access to the Sfarim. So once we have access to the Sfarim, there's no longer a need to... to remember. Let's chazer what we saw so far. We saw Mishnah Maseches Avos. The Mishnah says, if you forget Torah, it's like, what is it again? It's Chai B'Nafsho. Very good. The next thing we saw was a machlokes between the Alter Rebbe of Chabad and Chaim V'Lajner. As to whether that Isser still applies Bizman Hazeh. Akan our introduction. How exactly can we... This machlokes in between Reb Chaim V'Lajner and the Alter Rebbe is obviously important, but even if one is mekel, which is lechora and minimum the minhag ha'olam, to be mekel, to forget things that we learn, we certainly want to recall all that we can. We certainly want to remember everything that we can, and the question becomes, how do we do it? We're going to highlight over the next little bit six or seven ideas. We'll then focus a little bit on Bekiyas and a little bit on Be'ian. Again, six or seven ideas, and then we'll focus on Bekiyas, we'll focus on Ian. Let's go. By the way, just a ha'ara, people's minds work differently. Part of what we are trying to accomplish in yeshiva, just to reflect sometimes, to see how your mind works. Some people love analysis. Some people naturally have great memories. Some people love being focused on the text. Some people can remember Shakla Vitaria, and some people have a very hard time remembering Shakla Vitaria. Some people can remember stuff only with Gemara Rashi. Some people don't remember anything if it's just Gemara and Rashi. Part of what we're going to talk about, there's a lot of ideas out there. Part of the challenge is finding out how our minds work. What are the kinds of things that we're able to remember easier? Which do we struggle with more? And that's going to impact things, and we'll clarify this point as we go forward. The first is the most obvious. Although it's a little bit tricky. The Gemara Sanhedrin, that's the Testament Aleph, tells Rishu ben Karcha Omer, Kohalomi Torah v'Einu Chozer, Dome L'Adam Shazareya v'Einu Kotzer. Chazara. Easier said than done. If you learn without Chazara, that's like you are planting without, what's Kotzer? Harvesting? Reaping? Yeah? Okay. The art school experts, I'm sure, are on top of the precise word. That is the Adam Shazareya V'Eino Kotzer. Chazara. Question becomes how we chazer, but the starting point is, if we don't chazer things, we will have an exceptionally difficult time remembering them. If we don't chazer things, this is an obvious point, we will have a very hard time recalling any of the information. I know a lot of intelligent people. I don't know any that hear things once and it stays with them forever. If we think that we do know people like that, sometimes we're being yeshiva and think this guy doesn't have to chazer. We want to remember things that we're able to recall 5, 10, 15 years later. Not just to be able to, you know, do well on a Bekiyas test of the stuff I learned, you know, a week ago, but we want to get to the point where we're really able to remember in a long-term kind of a way. Chazara without it doesn't happen. We have to explain how we do it, but that's what the, but that's a davar pasha by way of hakdam. In order to remember, we're now going to focus on a couple of things. Chazara is important, so is the manner in which we learn. How we learn the first time will impact how well we're able to remember it later. The Gemara in Maseches Eir v'Nen Daf Nem Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, B'nei Yehuda Shekpidu al Lashon Am Niskaima Torasam B'yadam. B'nei Yehuda were makbid on their Lashon, therefore the Torah stayed with them. B'nei Gilil not. Midi B'kpeda Tayam Mils. What do you mean K'peda? They were makbid on their Lashon. Ella, B'nei Yehuda D'daiki Lishna, Mishnachi Lehu Simana Niskaima Torasam B'yadam. First step. The B'nei Yehuda, what did they do that Torah was able to stay with them? D'daiki Lishna, they were precise. They were precise in their Lashon. This is what Rashi interprets it as, Lachzer ba'osin lashon shayishomim me'rabah. They would remember it, they would go over the exact same words that their Rebbe said. They would go over it in the same formulation that the Rebbe said. But the Mishnah tells us that's the Adios, Chayvadim Lomer B'lashon Rabo. The Ram writes in Pirush Mishnayos there, based on the Mishnah, the Hillel and Shammai were Talmidim of Shmai Vavtalion, who were Gerim, they couldn't pronounce all the words properly. Hillel and Shammai would learn mispronouncing the words, because that's how the Rebbeim said it. Akadekah. But the Gemara, the simple Pshat in the Gemara, is that they were Didaiki Lishna. To the extent to which we are not clear on things the first time, it will be exceptionally challenging to remember. If we are not crystal clear as to what's written in the Gemara, if we're not crystal clear as far as what the main points are, we have a very hard time remembering things. If you're just sort of like floating through the Gemara, you read it a bunch of times, your Chazara also is just reading it and reading it and reading it, and it's not really clear what were the conclusions of the Gemara. What were the main points? What do the concepts actually mean? It will be very, very hard to be able to remember. This is not a Chazara point, this is a first time learning. When it's really done in a way, when I understand that there are three Shitas. Shita X is this. Shita Y is this. Shita Z is that. When it's tight and clear, then we're in a position for Torah to stay with us. When it's not like that, when it's, yeah, there's a brisket rough about Sirta that like he has like a, yeah, he says something really good in the Rambam. When that's very hard to remember. Even if you remember, it's just something about how like the Chefta Shel Torah and something how that requires Sirta and things like that, and like, it's very hard, it's harder to remember. If we're clear on it the first time, then we're able to walk out with it, and when we go over it, we're going over things that are very clear. Think of it in the following way. The muscle that we will work with is, if you want to get, the information that we learn is like a house. I rarely give mishalim, I don't like them, but hopefully this will be helpful. You're trying to get to a house. If you don't really know where the house is, you don't really know what it looks like, you're not really so sure, something like that, it's very hard to find it. It's very hard to get access to it. Our learning works in a similar way. If we want to get access to that which we learned, it has to be very, very clear. Very, very clear. Not only clear, but Rashi, based on the Hemshech, the Gemara in Erevin explains, and this one, source number 14, the Brisker Rav said also, to understand the reasoning behind things. Random facts, we'll elaborate on this more later, are exceptionally challenging to remember. A random yediyah here is hard to remember. For example, that's a good example. If you remember that Kli Mateches in Hilchos Tumas Kelim, if you remember that a Kli Mateches in Hilchos Tumas Kelim, so even if it doesn't have a base kibble, it can still be Mekabel Tumah, that's not that easy to... It's a random fact. It's hard to remember. When we understand the reasoning behind things, it becomes easier for us to recall. So for example, if I remember the reason why Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Bizman Hazeh, it's mutter to forget your learning, is because the Gemara says nowadays we're writing it down, and once we're writing it down, it's going to be passed on anyway, and therefore it's mutter. When I understand the reason, so suddenly it's not as hard to remember. Random facts are very hard to remember. This is why Rav Shach writes, I believe, in his letters, that just, again, some people this works well for, I'm with Rav Shach on this, that just Gemara Rashi, for some people, is very hard to remember. Because it's a lot of random facts. And sometimes a random fact, when it's not connected, it's not built on something, you understand all the reasons, it can be a little bit more challenging. I do better memory-wise when I understand the reasons behind things. That's what Rashi here is telling us from the Gemara, based on the Gemara Maseches Erevin. So we spoke a little bit about Chazara, we'll get back to that later. We spoke about the need for our original learning to be precise, for our original learning to be a little bit deep, to question the reasoning behind things, to question why. So for example, where are we now, Casey? I forgot, Nindalad? Okay, so if we're talking about like, Hezek Shein Nicker stuff. Just remembering Hezek Shein Nicker, Hezek or not Hezek, okay, that's one thing. I would A, want to make sure I'm very clear as to what Hezek Shein Nicker is. I might that say, right? We're good? I want to be very clear as to what Hezek Shein Nicker is. I don't want to have some vague idea. I want to be precise as to what Hezek Shein Nicker is. If I really wanted to understand the concept well and remember it, I'd probably want to remember even some of the reasoning behind it. Why is Hezek Shein Nicker or not? Maybe I think for a second, I say, well, I guess it makes sense. I might say it's Machlokes Rishonim, but just hear me out. I would say Hezek Shein Nicker is not Hezek because Nezek has to be what? What would you say? Has to be?
Physically.
Has to be a damage that I can see. Has to be a visible damage. Okay, Hezek Shein Nicker wouldn't be because I require a visible damage. That's already a little bit easier for me to remember. So the original learning has to be, with the reasoning, has to be clear. That's at least some of it. Again, some people work differently. This is just some thoughts. Rashi tells us in Erevin, this is really the Gemara in Erevin, also in Nachman Gimel, that for some people, Rav Tzuriel, the former Mashkiach here, who is a Baki Nifla in all of Torah, Rav Tzuriel, spoken about him ever in these contexts? He's like a once a month through all of Shulchan Aruch kind of person. Like, you know? Whatever. He's really real deal. So, simanim. It's really helpful for some people to have mnemonics for things. Mnemonics, I would even say a little differently, to have even random facts that help you remember things. What's a random fact that helps you remember things? We said this last year on Shavuos, and I like remember before remembering this. How do you remember who said what in the Alter Rebbe, Chaim Velazhner, Machlokas? It's pretty random. Exactly. That was last year. Isn't it interesting that the Chassid is the one who says you can't forget your Torah, and Rav Chaim Velazhner, the chief misnagid, is the one who is... That's not so positive historically, sorry. But, no one here is looking at this, but... And Rav Chaim Velazhner, the founder of the Velazhner Yeshiva, is makel with learning. The Chabadnik is the one saying you have to remember everything, and Rav Chaim Velazhner saying it's okay to forget. So if we know Chabad well, then we know that's actually not such a chiddush. But as far as... That's a way of helping us remember it. A random fact sometimes can help us remember things. Random facts can help us remember things. Mnemonics can help us remember things. I remember I was on an Aleph. The waxman was giving us a schmooze. He gave it... It was one... It was in... 651. Is that what the room's called? The Vasikin room?
Yeah.
61? I was in the old base medrash. And he gave us a shmuz in the morning, and he quoted the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis that Arba Dvarim Tzrichin Chizuk. Four things require Chizuk, Torah, Tzvi, whatever it is. I remember him just saying Daf Lamed Beis, Lave, Daf Lamed Beis, Lave. Said a couple times, and it hits you. It's your heart. These are things that require Chizuk always, things that are very close to your heart that matter a lot. Something that helped me. Random sort of mnemonics, things like that, they can help us. Some people much more, some people much less. But that's another simanim. In the Gemara, we have simanim all the time. We tend to skip those things, the things in like the between the two dots, those guys. But that's as far as simanim goes. So we spoke about a couple things so far. We spoke about being precise. We spoke about the reasoning behind it. This is, again, all how we learn. We haven't even started Chazara yet. We're learning we're clear. We are learning with the reasoning. We are learning sometimes, if it helps us, things that are going to just be random asides that are going to help us remember things. Random asides are going to help us remember things. Let's go weiter. Other things, again, this is all by way of our initial learning. The way we learn makes it easier for us to remember. Rashi Psachim Gimel Mabez. Rashi Psachim Gimel Mabez. Tells us, Sheishana Adam L'Tamido Lashon Kitzara. Now, when a person teaches, they should not be too verbose. They shouldn't use too many words. Lashon Ktsara. Lashon Ktsara. It's good to be short. It's good to be precise. Like Rashi. It's tired to make. I was going to make like a Tversky short joke, but I guess not. The Tamido Lashon Ktsara. What is that? What does that mean exactly? The Da'ati, it means the following. Look at source number 16. The Chaim Shmulevitz, at the end of every Seder and Shir, would give a brief Chazara. A brief Chazara. Today in Shir, we spoke about three things. Whether there's a mitzvah of Achilas Truma. Whether the mitzvah applies to behemoths. Whether a Chazaka would be in play, so that if the Eved wouldn't know if he's still a Eved of a Kohen, that he can still eat Truma. Three things. We give a brief chazara at the end. Lashon k'tzara, lashon k'tzara. Similarly, uvitzchilas kol seder hayover shuv b'k'tzara al tamtis mashal mepamakodemes. In the beginning of shir every day, yesterday in shir we spoke about the following three things. We spoke about this, we spoke about this, and we spoke about that. Why is that important? Two reasons. Two reasons why it's important. Number one, it's important because it makes us clarify things. If you can't give a 3-minute summary of that day's shir, of what you spoke about in general, it's a chisaron in many shirim. It's a chisaron in your original havana. You can't give a summary of what happened, then it means that we're not as clear. And if you do have that 3-minute summary, this is the second point, it gives you less to remember. It focuses you on what you want to remember. One of the things we'll talk about going forward is that we are overloaded with information. There's so many random facts we can come across in a morning seder and a shir. So many random facts we can come across in learning Bekiyas. The chazara at the end, the short summary, putting it in Lashon Ktsara, is what helps focus us. These were the three most important points. A machlokas we've shown him about achilas truma, a machlokas we've shown him about the behema achilas truma, and a discussion about chazaka. That's what focuses us on what is most critical. Absent that level of clarity, there's 130 points. I can get whatever. That was a random number to choose. There are an enormous amount of pieces of information that you may come across in any amud or any daf. Without focusing it in, it becomes very hard to know what do I want. What do I want to remember? The last point in this second section, Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Siach HaSadeh, Chaim Kanievsky is a kuntrus there on memory. He, l'chor, is very good at memory, I would guess. I think. L'chadis chidushim. L'chadis chidushim. Being mechadis chidushim helps with your memory. Let me explain. I don't know if he means this, but I will work off. It's basically Gemara Masechta Chulin 9 Hema Beis. He quotes it right there. We have an easier time remembering things that are ours. If I have a good insight, if I have a good idea, if I had a good question, and now I have an answer, it's sometimes easier to remember when it's my own product as opposed to when it's a product of someone else's. Learning, when it becomes active, we're more likely to remember things. We're more likely to remember things when we have to do something. The Chiddush is a version of that. Again, we're working off of what he says here. But to become active in learning, you sit in a shir and you just take in all the information, you're just writing down. And that's all you're doing, and that's all you're doing in Chazara also. You're so passive, just collecting, it can become very hard to remember. When it becomes ours, when we start asking questions, when we start learning it in a way that is active, that's one of the things that helps us also. That's one of the things that helps us also. Let's chazer what we saw so far, and now we're going to try and make it even more lemaisa. We saw the following so far. We saw Mishnah Meseches Avos. If you forget your learning, you are Mishayev Benafsho. I asked you the first two times. That was an attempt at getting a little bit active and giving something to remember. That's odd. Every time he says Mishayev Benafsho, yeah? Got that great found out. We then saw a machlokas between Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Alter Rebbe of Chabad about what? Great. What does the Alter Rebbe say? Great. Awesome. How do you remember that? The Chabad. The Chabad. Chabad is the most intellectual of all Hasidus, by the way, and the best in whatever. I guess there are one or two that would take issue with this. They were classically the best in, they were some of the best in learning also. And the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Harav is the most machmir. He has to know Kol Torah Kula. Aside from not being able to forget, he has to learn Kol Torah Kula also. He is the most machmir. But that's just whatever. It is what it is. Okay. And what's the reason why it wouldn't apply nowadays? Why? Okay. Could you write that anyway? Who says that? Great. Okay. Why he say that? Because he's Chaim Lesner, because he's Misnaga, whatever. Learning apparently is not that important. I don't know. Okay. That's that. Now. Let's try to get a little bit more lemaisa. My own take on things is based on a, this is My own take on things, for those that know this, I apologize for the repetition. Shlomo Carlebach had the following chiluk. It's a chiluk that, in my mind, is golden. He did not mean it in the way that I am using it, but it is, in my mind, it's awesome. First time I heard this, I was in the Carlebach Shul Parshas Lech Lecha, my senior year of high school, in Yartzeit Shabbos. Beautiful idea. That Shlomo used to say that there are certain kinds of vorts that we hear that are cash Torah, and there are certain kinds of vorts that we hear that are bank Torah. What's the difference between cash Torah and bank Torah? So cash, that's the money that I have on me. It's available right now. I have access to it right now. Bank, the money I have in the bank, I don't have access to right now, but I have the ability to go get it if I want to. Shlomo used to say, there are certain vorts, it's cash Torah. It's Torah that you have to, it's such a good vort, so beautiful, you have to have it on you at all times. You have to always remember it. It's in my mind, in learning, we have to distinguish. This is true in Bekiyas, this is true in Ian. Again, if you work differently than me, that's fine. I'm sharing with you the way that I do it and what works for me. If it works for you, gewaldig. If not, hopefully something else does. Cash Torah and bank Torah. What does that mean? Cash Torah is the Torah that we want to remember. We want to have it on us at all times. The things that I need to remember. I need to know what Hezek Sheinu Nikar is. I don't need to know that the Meiri and Gidon and Daf Mem Lamed Beis has its own definition of what Hezek Sheinu Nikar is, and it's different than Rashi and Baba Kama. I don't need to know exactly what it is. I don't know what it is. My cash, the things I need to know what it is. I need to know Hezek Sheinu Nikar, Machlokas, if it's Hezek or not. I want to remember that there are three shitas in the Rishonim as far as how we define Hezek Sheinu Nikar. What each shita individually says, maybe that's too much for me to remember at any given time. Cash. There's a limit to how much you can fit inside your wallet. There's a limit to how much you can fit inside your wallet. Anyone's holding in t-shirts in the 90s? No? Okay. Never mind. This is me. I'm talking to myself. The bank are the things that I don't need to remember right now, but I need to have access to. What does that mean? That means that in Hezek Sheinu Nikar, so maybe I don't remember what the Rambam writes in Tovah Lamazik and what Tosfos writes in Baba Basra and what the Meiri writes in Gidon. Maybe that's too much for me to remember, but it's in the bank. I have access to it. What does it mean to have access to it? The Marsha and Daf Yud Masechta Baba Basra, Asher Mi Shebalo Kan B'Talmudo B'Yado. Asher Mi, praiseworthy is a person that comes. Where's Khan? Olam Haba V'Talmudo B'Yado. What's going to be able to mean? Says the Marsha. Notes. Good notes. The key to have very, very good notes. That my notes are my bank. That's where I keep all of the details that maybe I'm not able to remember at all times. Maybe it's too hard for me to remember every individual piece of information. Cash, the main point I want to walk out with and remember. Bank, the notes that I am going to have, that I'm going to have access to. I want to elaborate on both of those points. This is true for Bekiyas, this is potentially true in Ian also. Let's start with Ian. Cash. Choose your cash wisely. For me, at least, my mind is somewhat limited. I can't remember that much. If every day in Shir, if I know I'm going to walk out with 2 or 3 points, then over the course of this year, I'm going to have 350 things, whatever it is, that I'm going to be able to walk out with. That's great. If I try to carry too much cash on me, if I try too much, it's going to... I don't know what the mashal would be. The wallet's going to break.
Well, Taka is breaking.
But it's going to break. It's too hard. If you try and remember 15 points from Shir every day, you will have a very hard time remembering 15 points from Shir every day 3 years from now. It's very hard. If you're able to, that's great. Ashrefa. If you're not able to, let's say you're like me and you're not able to, so then it is much, from my perspective, we want to limit how much we're able... 2 or 3 points that day, the main points that were there. That's the ikker ideas, the main yesodos, the main things I need to know. If it comes up again, I'll know the main questions, the main chakiras, the main shitas maybe. I'll know that, but every single detail, It's too much for me to remember. What do I need? I have to have notes. My notes I have to have access to. If you have a lot of money in the bank, but you don't know how to get to the bank, you don't have the key, whatever, the safety deposit box, key, whatever it is. If you can't get in there, you are, it's for naught. What's the mashal? What's the nimshal? If you have your notes, but you have no way of finding things when they come up, you're like, yeah, we learned about this last year once. Okay. So when I look it up, hey, my notebook's not here. It's a problem. My notebook's here, but I had written notes, and I'm just, it's impossible for me to find, like, where I would have found it. If that's the reality, then your notes are not serving the role as the bank Torah. What do? If you write notes, you can have a running table of contents. A running table of contents. In the front of your notebook, in the back of your notebook, what's on page? On page 27, we spoke about Sirtut. You could even have Sirtut. So you have 3 days of Shira on Sirtut. Everyone here learn Sirtut? I'm trying to choose things out of everyone. Sirtut, so you have day number one of Sirtut. You have Machlokas if there's Sirtut in Tefillin. Machlokas, day number two, you have Kolapatim in Adar Vaoseyu if you want to be Machmir. You write that down. Kolapatim in Adar Vaoseyu, Machmir, right? Three, the third day you spoke about the Grizz is Pshat, and you have that in your table of contents. You can find it now. If you have a computer, so computer also, it has to, I am on Google Desktop, which is no longer, I think, available. You can get it like off the internet, I think. Is to Google search your files. I do that tens of times a day. I'm searching the files on my computer all the time to get access to it. To take notes that I have access to the notes. The second point as far as notes goes, sometimes the following phenomena. When we are learning, we're in the sugya. So when we're writing notes down, we're writing notes as if, because we don't write down the first 3 points of the sugya, because I know that. And we sort of just mention like interesting ha'aras, because when we're really holding in it, we don't feel the same need to translate all the terms. We don't always feel the same need to write out clearly all of the shitas. Because when you're really holding in it, and you want a chazer that night, I don't need to have everything so clear and so organized. I don't have to have every single detail there, because I can... I remember stuff in the morning anyway. When we're writing notes down that we want to have access to, we're writing the notes for someone, for us, a year from now. We're writing the notes for us, not now when we're holding in the sugya. We're writing the notes for us to be able to look at 5 months from now, and then after reading the notes, for us to again be holding in the sugya. To start from the beginning, that there is a machlokas in the Gemara, and it says this, and to not just skip whatever's in the Gemara and to go straight to, you know, the Rishon in your notes and the Vort and the Kasha. To be clear in your notes, you're writing notes for yourself down the line. Not only for now. To have the notes be clear, to have the notes be the kinds of, it's written in a way that you have access to later. That's the cash and that's the bank. As far as Bekiyas goes, there are a lot of different functions as far as the Chazara. Chazara may serve a lot of functions. Chazara can be very important as far as strengthening our own reading skills. That's a great mila for Chazara. It can serve a lot of purposes. As far as our recalling information, a similar thing happens with Bekiyas. If you're the kind of person that's able to chazer all the time, a lot, and you remember Shaka Vitaria well, I have friends like that, that's one track. If you're able to remember, you're a Shaka Vitaria person, you're able to remember that, you're able to be the kind of person that can chazer large amounts at a time, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you're not, another track may be as follows. This is true Bekiyas-wise. This is what works for me. It may or may not work for you, and you can, again, obviously take it or leave it. As I'm learning an Amud, or as I'm learning a Daf, so I can write down anywhere from the 3 to 5 or 6 main points. Sometimes there'll be less, sometimes there'll be more. The main things that come up. I'll write down, I can have a separate notebook. I can write down any of the major Shas concepts that come up. I can write down that there's a major Machlokas about this. I can write down that there's two important dinim, two important maskanas that emerge from our Gemara. If I have 4 things from this Amud written down. This is today's limud. Those four things. So I still want a chazar going over the Gemara and doing all the chazara I'm doing. But as far as my recalling the information, how long will it take me to go over those four or five pieces of information that night? I don't know. Yeah, 2 minutes? Let's say do that every night. How long will it take me to chazar just the main points information-wise from the past week? I don't know, 6 minutes? The past month? Once in a, yeah, you sit down, 40 minutes? Say you're going over that? It's a way of covering the major points on the Amid, on the Daf, in a shorter amount of time. In a shorter amount of time. Again, you still want to do the chazar you're doing, you still want to be able to go over the Gemara the same way you're going over the Gemara now. But for me, at least, what's helpful, it helps me focus. What are the main points? I remember days of chazaring Bekiyas, when it was learning the Bekiyas, and chazar was reading it over 3, 4, 5 times. It's very hard for me, at least, to remember. To take a step back, Lashon Ktsara, what are the main points? To write it down makes me be much clearer in it. I'm clearer. I'm writing it down in Lashon Ktsara. I'm going to now be able to chazar that information quicker. That can be exceptionally helpful for our own ability to recall the information. Let's quickly chazar what we spoke about. We spoke about so far. Machlokas, Mishnah Avos can't forget Torah. Machlokas between the Alter Rebbe and the Chaim Velazhner, we all remember who said what, so we're moving on. We then, by the way, that was another chazara. It was just done very quickly. Right? To elaborate on that. That was a quick chazara. When I said we all remember who said what in that machlokas, in our minds we were quickly thinking of it, but we didn't have to spend as much time saying out everything because we see it and we're clear on it, and that's that. I just wasted the past 45 seconds saying that, but it wasn't really wasting. It was really done so that we'd be able to understand that point. We then saw we spoke about a lot of different ideas as far as chazara, our initial learning being very clear, our learning Lashon Ktsara, trying to be concise. We spoke about understanding the reasoning behind things and how that can be very, very helpful. And we spoke about Simanim and random pieces of information. Random pieces of information. Last year in Shir had this going on the whole time. Like, had a dinim of Yored. Yored is what? To go on someone's property and like... Yeah, take their property and do work on their property and things like that. It's on Bav Metzia. Benji went over here, he would call us out. Bav Metzia, Daf... Kuf Aleph, 101. Foil and Tier all time. Why 101? Can anyone get guys from MTA or they're NYU? Room 101 is right there. What? Yeah. So that room 101, where like people are always like going in all the time randomly and like putting stuff down. So that was our Yored room. That's how I remember about Metzia, Kuf Aleph, 101. Is that like, I don't have that for everything, but like you have stuff like that. You have stuff like that. What? Some of us are familiar with things like this. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai leaves the cave. What daf is that on? Lama Gimel and Brach. Great. Why Lama Gimel? Because Lag BaOmer. There are things like that that we remember. Part of the Simanim is thinking if this works for you, just to build up more of those things. To build up more of those things. The more that they're meaningful, that can be very, very helpful. We then spoke about being Mechadish Chidushim. We spoke about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the idea of Chazar at the end of Shir, at the end of Seder, at the beginning, what do we do the next day? It focuses us. It focuses on the main points. It helps us start from where we are going. And I want to talk a little bit about... It's more of an EM point, but it's also a Bekiyas point. The content, I believe, is called elaborative encoding. Although before I left, my wife asked me if I was sure about that, which means that I'm probably wrong. And then we'll talk... And then we'll end with some concluding thoughts. It's a really cool thing here on the sheet from Ari Kaplan, Rabbi Ari Kaplan in Jewish Meditation. It's really interesting, and he's really smart. That'll become very clear as you read it. And it can make you feel like we're not as smart as him, because we're not. I mean, we're all very smart, just he's a real yachid. We're really great. Let's go. Elaborative encoding. Back to the mashal. This is how... my mind works. I want to give a mashal to you. I want to then try and... This is an example. This is from my shir today. I don't think any of the shirim have done this. I don't even know if they will do it. But it was a way of also getting ready for today's shir as I was doing it this morning. You have directions to go to a house. So we spoke about before... To get to the house, so A, it's important to know what the house exactly looks like, to be very, very clear on the information. Lashon Ktsara, it's, you know, the shorter distance you have, it's this row takes you right there, that's great. If it's all convoluted, if the only way you know the information is in a convoluted, unclear kind of a way, it can be very hard to get to that house. Elaborative encoding maintains the following. We remember things based on connections. We remember things based on connections we make with them, with other information that we already know, with other points or other things that we happen to sort of encounter. If you have a house that is in the middle of a forest and you have one way of getting there, it is harder to get there, to that one piece of information. If you have five ways of getting there, it's much easier to get there. If you have five ways of getting there, it's much easier to get there. Random facts, we said before. What's the halacha with klimateches? That was good. Talk about not proving my point. A random thing about that with klimateches is much harder to understand. If we know four or five points about klimateches, it's much easier to understand. The more that we have to work off of, when points are random and isolated, unless they're like really just like a wow factor, it's very hard for us to be able to recall it. When we have four or five points that are taking us there, it becomes much easier. So for example, mitzvah v'achilas truma. Take it, it's in the middle there. Mitzvah v'achilas truma. Machlokas Rishonim, there's a mitzvah to eat truma. That in and of itself is harder for me to... That's one fact. Maybe I'll remember it. Maybe I won't remember it. Maybe it'll depend on how clear I was around mnemonics. That's all going to be very helpful. But if that relates to two or three other sugyas that I've learned, I'll have a much easier time getting there. If I learned last year Kaitzman and Nedarim, and Avdal and Mabez, a machlokas about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem, and Truma came up in that machlokas, so now I have one way of getting there. When I'm thinking about the mitzvah of Achilas Truma, so I'm also thinking about the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem. I'm building my highways, I'm building a road, it's now much clearer, I have one way of getting there. If I remember now that this year, the Gemara in Gidden and Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis, whether Achilas Truma, the ability to eat Truma, there's a Chusar Rechov, and I remember a Tosfos there about mitzvah Achilas Truma, that's another thing I've connected to the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. It's another thing I connected to the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. If I remember from when I learned Yoredeya, in Avnei Milum by Mishmeres Trumasi, that's a third point that connects to the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. We're not speaking about how, but they're all different ways of getting to the same place. They're all different roads to get to that house. When things come up multiple times, we remember it more, and multiple times from multiple angles. When I've seen the same machlokas, I saw Ozi Tobas in the Rambam, and I saw it once when I was learning Trumos, and I see it once when I'm learning Gidden from a different angle. And now I see that same machlokas again when I'm learning Achilas Kachim in Nedarim. It's not just that there are built-in chazaras, though that's also true. It's that there are multiple ways I have of remembering. It's not a random fact. The mitzvah of Achilas Truma is not random. It connects to this, it connects to that. And I don't have to remember all these details. As long as I remember one of them, if I remember one way of getting there, I have this machlokas about Achilas Truma. Even if I forgot the Nedarim stuff about Kachim. Even if I forgot the Yoredeya stuff about the Avnei Milum. But if I remember the Gidden stuff, I have a road of getting there, a way of getting there. I'm not sure this was clear. Is this point? I'm looking at a... Yeah? Thanks. I can't do this with a larger room. No? It's too crazy. Okay. That's as far... How do we do that and what does that mean? I would argue the following points. I have till 7:15 for real? That's where I go to? Okay. I won't go later than that because I can't go later than that. And... What time is it in real life? It's like camp time, 7:03. Okay. You're like slow. Wow. I guess you want me to go late so you can get pizza tonight, no? No? Okay. I want to go late so I can get pizza tonight. You know? What if you're going late because he's making jokes about getting pizza? Then do we still get pizza? I don't know. Okay. When we learn the elaborative encoding, when we learn, I would maintain the following. One of the things to do, which will help your memory, it will help the quality of your learning. You're starting to learn a sugya, ask yourself before you're saying, what do I know about this? Ask yourself all the time, what do we already know about this? What do I already know about Zachlan Mishlo Lefanav? What are we learning now in Shirin? Pagin Dibura. What are we talking about Pagin Dibura? It could be, at this stage, the answer is nothing. Could be. But to ask the question, some things you will know a lot about. Some things you may have encountered already. Some things are already there and you're building off of it. When we're building to learn in a way where we're trying to, it's a way of building in chazaras in a non-formal way. When things come up, ask yourself, what do I know about this? What do I have access to that I can sort of draw upon? It's helpful to do that before you start learning. It's helpful to do that because it improves the quality. I'm not starting from scratch. Chaval, if every time you learn the sugya, you're starting from scratch when you already know relevant information. It's not as good learning, and it's not as good memory-wise. Just ask yourself, what do I already know about this? Try and build connections. How does this relate to that? How does what I know about Achilas Truma relate to Achilas Kachin? That's not a question that I'm asking every day. But that's those kinds of questions. How do I know about Pagin and Dibura? What does that tell me? Now, we do know something about Pagin and Dibura that connects to Daf Hei, which is Shliach Na'aseh 8. What do we know that connects Pagin and Dibura and Shliach Na'aseh 8? Rimagash, arrive it. That, I'm talking to myself right now. This is good. This is how we do it. I mean, not talking to myself. This is how we, in both, let's say, Shliach Na'aseh 8 on Hema Beis, for the Shirmet did this, and on, which it could be as all of them, and Pagin Dibura, there's a similar mahalach that comes up, the notion of Lav Shem Eid. That is, certain kinds of Psui Eidas are not called an Eid that's possible, but you have no Shem Eid at all. The Rimagash is that, Baba Basra and Daf Mem Hei, when we start talking about Nogei Be'edas, it comes up in the Sugya Pagin Dibura with Hushita? The Ravid. That Ravid is Kash Torah. That Ravid is a Kash Torah Ravid. That Ravid is a famous Ravid. It's great. Lav Shem Eid. If I have the notion of Lav Shem Eid, and I have that in regards to Nogei Be'edas on Hei Be'edas, so about Shliach Na'aseh Eid, if I have that on Pagin Dibura, when I learn the third parak in Sanhedrin, I'm learning the Psuli Eidas, I have it there also. It's a way of, I'm building more connections. I'm going to remember Lav Shem Eid more because I didn't just see it in Shliach Na'aseh Eid, I also saw it in Pagin and Dibura. It's a way of sort of building those kinds of connections. Are we clear on the idea of Lav Shem Eid? Anyone have any questions about this? Anyone that's not? Okay, let's go. Let's chazer what we saw. I want to end with an important point. We spoke about a lot of ideas. We tried to chazer a bunch of times in here because chaval if you're going to someone talking about remembering things and you don't remember anything from it. That is chaval. Chaval if you have no cash or bank Torah. That was the way of chazering cash and bank Torah. Chaval if you don't remember things about whether you're allowed to forget Torah in the first place, an important machlokas between two of the great achronim. Chaval. What we're trying to do is to focus on how we remember things. We spoke about chazara, but hopefully we spoke about our original learning and the chazara, how they can be improved, or how we can do them in a way that will help us retain things long term. We spoke about prioritizing information, lashon katsara, summarizing things well. Learning it the first time and making sure that we're really pretty clear on what's going on. To be crystal clear on what's going on. We spoke about sometimes the random facts, the random pieces of information that connect, that do help us, that do help us remember things. Sometimes you're somewhere and there's in a particular room, or the guy yelled at this point in the story, and that's why you remember the story. There was a good joke, and that helps you. A lot of random things that can help us recall the information. We spoke about Shlomo's idea of Kash Torah and Bank Torah, prioritizing, Lashon Ketzara. There are things I want to make sure I remember. There are things I want to make sure I have access to have notes that I can get access to, notes that I have a way of finding what we spoke about, not. I had a chavrus that did this all the time. I found it so annoying. He's always like, this relates to something. It's like a Mar in Kiddushin somewhere. Like, and then he's spending like 20 minutes like chasming off Kiddushin, like looking for that, you know, one thing. I'm like, just have notes or, you know, you can search it on Bar Ilan. But whatever it is, like just to have, to get access to our notes. Notes are written for us, not now, but us in 3 months, 6 months, a year from now. To have access to it. We then spoke a little bit about the elaborative encoding, trying to make connections with things. When you learn new information, ask yourself the question. This is how we do it also. This wasn't so clear before. When you learn new information, what does this relate to that I already know? That's why you sort of build a road between the places. Asking a question like that is very, very helpful. You're learning Pagin Dibura, Lav Shemeid. What does this relate to that I already know? That can be very, very helpful. The last point, and with this we will end the Gemara Masechet Megillah. Those of us that are getting ready for Purim learning Masechet Megillah, the Gemara Megillah, we'll talk about Agra and another comment from Chaim Kanievsky, from some of the Achronim. There are a lot of like gimmicks out there. I did not quote that. I don't think any of them. A lot of like things you can read in different Sfarim or things you could probably do that will help you remember. I tried to focus in the time that we had on the things that are hopefully practical and hopefully can help us really try and remember more going forward. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, and this as an ending, I think is very important. The only person that we believe as far as a person's success in Torah is the one who says, I worked very hard and I found it. No one gets anywhere without working very hard. And if you do work hard, we believe that you will be successful in Torah. That's Stam, an important point. The Gemara goes on to say, Hani mili b'divrei Torah. So I'm going to say, Ula divrei Torah lo amran el l'chidudei. This is only even as far as how sharp we are in learning. Aval ukme girsa, to remember our learning, siyata min shemaya hi. There's a degree of siyata de shemaya necessary to be able to remember things. It's not all shtick when it comes to learning. It's not the same way that we would learn in other disciplines necessarily as far as what's going to ultimately help us remember. There's a lot here the Gemara tells as far as Talmud Torah goes, siyata de shemaya. Siyata de shemaya. We want to become the kinds of people, the kinds of Ovdei Hashem, we are kalim to receive the Torah and to retain the Torah. The Gra writes in Mishlei about the importance when it comes to learning of davening to the Ribono Shel Olam. That for Torah, we need to not only work hard, we also need to daven that the Ribono Shel Olam helps us be successful in our learning. In some of the Achronim, they mention particular times in davening. Here we have, from the Ishel Avram, to daven Ahava Rabba, to have in mind that I don't want to forget, I want to remember more. Some have in mind an Ata Chonin El Adam Das, that Yekosh Baruch, if you gave us Das, I want to build on my Das. I want to be able to remember more and more information. Can you help me with that? We have to do our part as far as trying to learn in a clear way. Our part in terms of trying to have good summaries to make sure we know what's going on. Our part as far as having good access to the bank Torah. Good access to the Torah that's out there where things are clear and we can definitely benefit from them. We also have to recognize Ribono Shel Olam's role. And for us to be able to daven, that we're able to remember the Torah that we learn, for us to be able to, to try and become the kinds of people that are going to have that level of Siyata D'Shmaya, we've learned an enormous amount so far this year. There's another 5 weeks or so in this Choref Zman. There's a lot of Torah that we're learning, a lot of information every day that we come across. Part of what hopefully this can help a little bit as far as focusing ourselves to be able to really try and remember, to really those of us that we want to cultivate a feeling of ambitious, of Avodas Hashem, of a desire to be serious, Talmidei Chachamim, to really try and remember the Torah that's out there. And we should be zocha with a combination of our own hishtadlus and Siyata D'Shmaya, that whether the halacha is like the Alter Rebbe or the halacha is like Rav Chaim Belozner, we should be zocha to remember all of our Torah. Thanks so much. Have a great night.